الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. On one occasion, Shaitan came to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and he told him, as a favor to you, I'll tell you the five ways that I mislead people. That means you must be careful of that, you mustn't fall into those traps. Five ways by which I mislead people. He said there are five ways I mislead. I'll inform you of three. Two I won't inform you. Allah sent wahi to Yaqub alayhi salam and say, tell Shaitan that he must leave the three alone, the two he must tell you. So he told him, he said, okay, I'll tell you then those two. The one he said was hirs, greed. Greed for dunya, living a comfortable lifestyle, having plenty of money, which if we have to check ourselves, we want more better of dunya all the time. Smart holidays, smart cars, smart dressing, smart houses, lot of money. That has become our object. And the other, hasad, jealousy. That is the two things. And he explained that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannah. And Shaitan told him that if you eat of the forbidden fruit, you'll live forever here in Jannah. So that greed came in him. And because of that, he ate the fruit. And because of that, he was taken out of Jannah. And then he came into this dunya. So this greed takes us out of Jannah, out of the amal of Jannah. And today, nobody wants to live a life of mujahada, that going through difficulties, hardship. Everyone, we want it for us, we want it for our children. Our children want it for themselves also, they want it for their parents also. No, little bit of hardship we don't want to endure. Whereas the training in Islam, the tarbiyat is that a person lives a life in spite of having enough, but he lives a life frugal, just the basic things, and he goes through little difficulty and hardship. That person becomes somebody. Children who grow up in luxury, they become the scum of society later. People who live in order to satisfy all their desires, food, eating, etc., and all luxury food, rich food, they are always sickly. And usually they die young also. Whereas on the other hand, the people who eat just basic food, and none of the luxuries, none of the rich foods, etc., their health remains good also, and normally they live a long life also. So in any way you can say there's a whole discussion on its own. The other, he said, was hasad, jealousy. He said, I was jealous of you, and that took me also out of Jannah. So jealousy, and today that is also common. Everyone, and jealousy, ulama have explained, whatever category you are in, with those people you are jealous, not with another category. Like, for example, one businessman will be jealous of another businessman. He won't be jealous of professional people. Professional people will be jealous of another professional person. They won't be jealous of the business people. Ulama, they'll be jealous of other ulama. They won't be jealous of business people, of professional people. So in your own category, usually it is. And this also a person must check very much. This so greed and hasad, jealousy. These are two great dangerous things. And these are the main tools of Shaitan to mislead a person. And like for example, this hirs of dunya. How much we all want a good life in dunya. A smart, easy life, enjoyable life, enjoyable holidays we look for. We work in order to live together. We make our house most comfortable, so it's comfortable for us. But that is also not enough. When we go for holiday, then we won't have the holiday in that house that we have prepared for everything according to our desire. We'll go and spend it somewhere else. So this has destroyed us completely. And it is such that we're not even aware, none of us make Tawbah also of this life of greed and hifz. In fact, we cherish it. It's a mark of our success, in fact. And people whose failure, they mark that as success. Where can they ever see success? And the other is this hasad, jealousy. That also is the jealousy completely destroys a person. Allah save us. Allah let us make our islah, inshallah. The ayat-e-kareema that I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is the noor of the heavens and the earth. So this noor of Allah, because of that, the functioning of the whole world is taking place. The sun is rising, the sun is setting, rains are coming, winds are blowing, the earth is on its place, mountains are on their place, seas are on their place. When Qiyamah will come, mountains will fly like cotton wool. And the seas, there will be a fire on the sea. Can you imagine, about three quarters, 70% of the earth will be all fire, fire, fire. So what will it be on that day? We cannot imagine. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. What condition it could be. All this is kept in order by the nur of Allah Ta'ala. And this nur of Allah is what we have to acquire. For us to become successful, we have to acquire this nur. And this effort of Khanqah and Islah is that we make our Islah, we cleanse our body, eyes, tongue, ears of all filth and dirt. And then we clean our heart. And when the heart is clean, then Allah's nur comes into that heart. In this ayat, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Allah gives example of the days of before when we had lanterns and we had a nick in the wall, and when buildings were built, they were built with all that nicks because lanterns were going to be put in there for light. Today is different. A light on the ceiling, and we have got today, but we can understand it easily with the bulbs that we have or the fluorescent lights that we have got. So this noor which is there, this light, this is a physical outward light. It has got nothing to in comparison with the noor of Allah Ta'ala and that noor which comes in the heart. But we can get an understanding from it. Like you have a bulb, then the bulb also, the top of it is narrow, like the lanterns also used to be before, the top part narrow, and the bottom they are broad. The globes also, the bulb is more broader at the bottom. And it isn't the glass, that fine glass of the globe that has got light in it. It is that small little, what do you call that, inside which is lit?
Filament.
Whatever it is, that little inside, that has got, and how little is that? But how much light it gives? And we get those bulbs also, which are laminated like. So you can't even see that actual light. But it's still giving light. Like the fluorescent tube also. It's also like laminated. The inside, the actual light inside you can't see. But the whole bulb is giving, the whole tube is giving the light. So we have to acquire that noor from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that comes, and this is with the heart. Not our physical heart, and not this physical light, but where the ruh is, the concentration of the ruh is on the heart also. So this light, that we have to acquire that light of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And a person who acquires that light, yeah, for example, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains this light, that there is a person, a woman kana maitan, a person who is dead. And yet death doesn't mean physical death, but the death, spiritual death. He has got no noor in him. The person, when he's dead spiritually, he's got no noor. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. And we made him alive. Now we took away his kufr, his shirk, his doubts. We took away his disobedience, and we gave him life. That means that noor came into his heart now. فَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Now we gave him that noor with which he walks amongst people. Like if you have, today it's common with the, on a cell phone where lights go off or something, we put the torch on and now you have got light. You are walking in a place where it's not lit up properly. You put the cell phone, the torch, and you can see. So this is the physical outward light. But this light of Allah Ta'ala shows you the spiritual things. Now you can see the difference between kufr and shirk. Now you can see the difference between following sunnah and following fashion. Otherwise, without that light, fashion looks more attractive. And the worldly things, riches of this world, appeal to a person. Sports, a person goes mad for his sports, for his film stars, for the singers, for all that he goes mad. But when that noor comes, now he can see properly. Now he can see things in their proper light. So this noor, it's the outward noor is just for comparison to understand that inward noor. And this noor is from Allah Ta'ala. So a person that Allah Ta'ala, who was dead, who had no noor, but like many people who are atheists, they accept Islam. There are many people who are drunkards, who are way out, but they make tawbah, they come right, and they get this noor. This is what we must, inshallah, just now we'll discuss where we get this noor also. But this is what this noor does to a person. Now he can see things in their correct perspective. What is one great benefit? Yamshi fin nas kamam masalo, and he walks with it amongst people. He can see clearly now. He's got foresight now. He's got deep insight now. He's got everything. Anything he sees, he can make out clearly. A transaction which involves interest, he can see this is rotten. This is outwardly it's very lucrative. Where returns are so good, and it looks like wonderful, but the person who's got this noor can see. He can see clearly that, for example, sending my children to school, outwardly very lucrative. They will go, they will study, they will be happy. Eventually they'll get degrees, they're going to earn big money, they're going to live a comfortable life. But the person with this noor, he knows this Western way of life. This modern way of life, he can see the harm in it clearly. So that noor we have to acquire. Without that noor, a person is lost. And every person, even if he's an alim, he has to acquire that noor. And even if he's an ordinary person, he must acquire that noor. Otherwise, a person cannot see without this noor. So he walks amongst people and he sees things clearly. He can make out clearly. He can make out people, fathom a person immediately. He can sum him up immediately. We will sum up a person, for example, we see his clothing, what kind of shoes he's wearing, what fashion clothes he's wearing. According to that, we sum him up. Or we ask him one, two questions. What's his financial status, for example? According to that, we treat him now. That how many zeros to his money he's got in his bank account, etc. But the people with this noor, they will see how much he's following sunnah, how much he's got tawheed in his life, how much his connection with Allah. And according to that, they will make the connection with that person. So Allah asks this person, can he be equal? Kamam mataluhu fi zulumatin. That person who is in darkness, who hasn't got the spiritual noor, a person who hasn't got physical light, can he be equal to that person who got no light? He's going to bump here, he's going to kick a stone here, he's going to fall here, like that spiritually. If we haven't got that spiritual light, then you find to get up for Fajr very hard. The Tahajjud is right out of the question. All things, to do all the wrong things, the opposite becomes enjoyable. To do the wrong, a person sees it as right, and he enjoys it. And the right, he finds it very, very hard. He just can't do the right. كَمَمْ مَثَلُوا فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. And he just can't come out of that darkness. Noor is singular. This is the noor of Islam, the noor of Quran, the noor of Allah. It's one only. And zulumat are plenty, darkness. All the different types of gunas that a person gets involved in. كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون. In this way, we have beautified for the kuffar. They are abstract. The nur is subtracted from them. So they see the beauty of this dunya. Whatever they do, all this beauty of dunya appears wonderful to them. And they just can't understand reality of deen. It's impossible, because a person who hasn't got light, how can he see? And not this physical light, that also, but the real light of iman. The light or the nur of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So that is what we have to work for and acquire. For that nur, Allah ta'ala says, Nurun, and as a person makes effort in that, he becomes Nurun ala Nur. He has got that Nur and more Nur, bright light. A person who's got a dim light, he can't be compared to a person who's got a bright light. The spiritual also. Everyone is different. Everyone's light of Iman and this Nur from Allah Ta'ala, everyone's is different. Some of us, we got a very weak, dim light, and some got a bright light. Nurun ala nur. Then? Yahdillahu li nurihi man yasha. And Allah guide whom He wants to for this nur. When you are in that path and you are seeking, Allah Ta'ala increases. On the other hand, the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala says, the atheists, the non believers, the wrongdoers, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. They are darkness on top, layers and layers of darkness on top of one another. The Quran gives that example like the sea. A person goes down in the sea. Afterwards, it's so dark that you put your hand right in front of your eyes, you can't see it also. So much of darkness. Now those people, where can they understand the matters of deen? The matters of interest and riba. They can't understand it. The matters of wearing sunnat clothing and wearing casual western clothing. To them it makes no difference. Oh, western clothing looks smart and neat to them. A person who is not absorbed, who is completely covered, is in darkness completely. Yeah. Drowning in darkness, where can he see light? It's out of the question. And all this, we can all understand it with the physical light. Where, for example, there's load shedding, and you got no generator, whatever this other means, to make dark, dark, dark it is. Completely. And it's a dark night as well, compared to people who are living in light, where there's so much of light, you can just see the difference. When you are traveling sometimes on the far away roads, dark, no light. And when you come to the cities, the street lights, then the shops lights, then all lights, everything is lit up. This is to understand the spiritual light. One person who is in darkness completely, and then he comes into light. So that is the light, and that is the benefit of this light. Where do we get this light from? It is only one place, from Allah Ta'ala. And who does Allah give this light? Those who, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah chose them. And through those who are in the company of the Anbiya, who were close to them, they got this light. The most closest, most dedicated, most who made all his sacrifices, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he got the most of that nur. And he has stood out above everyone. After the Anbiya, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, nobody can match with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This nur of his, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appealed for funds, when on the occasion of Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, which was a very, very daunting occasion, when odds were against the Muslims in every way. Hazrat Abu Bakr went home, spread out a sheet, and his own clothes also he put there. And he wore haitan, a stick. And the buttons he used were thorns, thorns of trees. And he told his family, you people keep your clothes on, but all your other clothes put it here. The house, the pot, the stove, whatever they had, everything. And he brought everything to give. immediately Allah ordered all the malaika to dress like Hazrat Abu Bakr. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came and he presented, just then Hazrat Umar also came. And he brought half of all his possessions, which in quantity was more than what Hazrat Abu Bakr brought. But percentage-wise, his was 50% he gave. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala gave 100%. So there was a great difference. Though in quantity, Hazrat Abu Bakr was less. Hazrat Umar was more. So at that time, then Allah asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Abu Bakr if he's happy with Allah. He's sending salams to you and asking if you are happy with Allah. He says, Allah taking my name. And I'm over the moon that Allah is asking me. I'm so happy in this state that I've lost, so to say, we will say lost everything. We've given away everything, your own personal clothes also. Everything you have given away. And I'm happy with Allah Ta'ala. So that Iman Hazrat Abu Bakr got. That Noor he got. And from who? From Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. For we say then, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Abu Bakr that the night you spent with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Hira, I give my whole life's all sawabs to you. Give me that one night sawabs. And Hazrat Abu Bakr, every moment of it. So this is what we have to make effort for. So this Noor, it is so valuable. And it's absolute essential necessity. Without it, we can't live. And this we get from Allah Ta'ala. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, today it is from Rijalullah, the man of Allah. Those who have acquired this, by ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This fire, this noor, it doesn't just come onto a person, you have to attach yourself. Like such houses, if they are together. If one house is a fire, the fire just goes automatically to the next house also. So like this, how much of sohbat? Yak zamana ba sohbat awliya. Behtarasfat sada. Itaat be riya. A moment of this sohbat, this company with this man of Allah Ta'ala, is better than 100 years of ibadat. And Hazrat Muhammad Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said that behtar as lak sala ibadat be riya. Better than 100,000 years. So that is where we get it. So from the man of Allah Ta'ala. Who are this man of Allah? From where we will get this noor? Who guide us towards the kitab that is filled with noor, the Quran Sharif. That to read the Quran Sharif, to make connection with the Quran Sharif, to fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. From the Quran Sharif we will get this noor. From the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From salawat, durood on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. From the sunnahs, from that lifestyle, that is where we will get this noor. This noor are in the masajid. Those who call people to the masajid. Those who encourage the people to make their namaz as such that you draw from this noor. And every namaz you come closer, this noor of yours is increasing all the time. Now with this noor that you have acquired, and you have come out of the darkness, you yourself, a person who was in darkness, and he comes in light. And how many friends write also that we were in complete darkness, now we have come in light. Or in physical also, a person was in darkness wherever he was, outwardly, this dunya's light. And he comes into light now. What a difference. The night is dark. And when you come, when the day just, the sun rises, and the sun puts its light, and this is the spiritual, which is much more intense, much more greater than this physical light, and this physical sun. And the sun which rises, one sun, for the whole world, for human beings, for Muslims, non-Muslims, for the jinnat, for the animals, for the plants, and your noor which rises in your heart is only for you. That noor which Allah comes exclusive, it is only for you. And when this noor rises in your heart, and your heart is filled with that noor, you'll see what other people cannot see. And then you see reality. Such a person, he sees easily akhirat. The reality of qabr is in front of him. And the sign of that is, his du'as are for his qabr, worried about his qabr. He's seeing Qiyamah's day, and he's worried. He's seeing full sirat. And a person who hasn't got that nur doesn't see no Qiyamah in his life. Even a good Muslim, 5 times namazi, but he's deprived of that nur, he doesn't see life of qabr. He doesn't see the day of Qiyamah. And all his things of this dunya, a person who sees there that what's going to help me, is this business good for me? Is this job good for me? Is this thing good for me? He will see. And for him to make decisions are the most easiest. For him to keep this whole dunya out, that this dunya, with all its temptations, glitter and glamour, this is going to cause me big problems on Qiyamah. He's going to land me into the pits of Jahannam. He can see clearly, for him to make a decision is no big talk. Easily he makes the right decision. But a person who doesn't see that, he just can't make a decision. He just can't decide what I must do. He can't see what are the benefits for his iman. Dunya's temptations are too much. And it overwhelms. The people of the dunya overwhelm him completely. What my parents will say, what my family will say, how will my family live? And a person who's got that iman and sees rozi is coming from the arsh of Allah. That Allah is the giver of rozi. He doesn't worry that tomorrow where will my rozi come from. And his whole business he can give it up. And how many people, thousands of people, when they were blessed with this nur of theirs, all the wrong things, they just gave it one kick immediately. Whether it is all the addiction that we are with. Once you get that nur, you'll see this addiction. Whether it's liquor, whether it's drugs, whether it's woman, whether it's gambling. All these things, you just kick it away. And you just turn a new leaf. But the necessity is to bring that nur. And this nur comes from those men of Allah. And then when they guide us to the Quran Sharif, to namaz, to the masjid, to Ramzan, the value of Ramzan, to all the righteous things, and we follow those things, and we bring that nur into our heart, and this every person can see for himself how much of nur I've got in my heart. Whether I can see, I'm not looking only anything with the physical light, this dunya's light, and just the outward. That is, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those people only know the outward things of dunya, with this dunya's light. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are totally lost as far as akhirat is concerned, because they haven't got that spiritual light, that nur, which is the real nur, which is from Allah Ta'ala. They just haven't got that, so they can't see. They read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, but without that light, you don't see Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if you have that light, or to the extent that you make effort for it, and this door is open for any person, whoever will walk on this road, Allah will open the doors for him. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person whose heart Allah expands it, he has a broad heart. And that also we can understand it from the physical side. When you have like in COVID, breathing problem. What was it called? Couldn't breathe. Lung problem. That person, and they gave you, for example, the pump to use. Or they put you on the ventilator, and now you start breathing normally. Easily you breathe. What's the difference? So one is when your chest is tight with kufr and shirk and guna, you can't breathe properly. That is a physical condition. Understand from that the spiritual condition. And one, afaman sharah Allah. Allah put the ventilator of nur on in your heart. Now your heart is filled with that nur. Now you can breathe nicely. And now you are comfortable. Now namaz, tahajjud, rozas, tilawat, zikr, all the right things, right company, ahlullah, namazis, this is enjoyable for you. And the hatred of films and singers and the hatred of this Hollywood and Bollywood and soccer and entertainment and cricket and all that, the hatred of it comes, is the necessity of acquiring this nur. And it's there for the taking, whoever wants to take it. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَنُلْزِمُوا كُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Must we force it down your throat and you don't want it? We give it to those who have a desire for it. you from the heart have that desire, I want it, and now work towards it. You'll have to make some sacrifices. Prove yourself that you are genuine, and Allah will see this is the genuine person, and then He opens it for that person. And then He gives you that nur, and you are filled with that nur. What insight you have, big people with degrees, and big people who have studied even deen very much, they also don't have it when Allah opens on your heart. And you are just see the world differently. You see everything. When you can see now, Akhirat, Allah opens it. You can see your qabr, you can see. And you see the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is a complete different person. So this nur, it's there. It's for us for the taking. And Allah hasn't made it so difficult that a person who really, sincerely wants it, not just talk shop, not just hopeful wishing and thinking, but genuinely, and he makes his sacrifices also, and really it's small sacrifices. We might as an individual think of it as big sacrifice. People who made the sacrifices, they took that step, they stepped into the sea of Nur, and then they were just covered, and they were with Nur all the time. So a person who does that, then Allah opens for that person, and his heart is open, and then he is a complete. Allah then makes him not only that he sees, wherever he is, Nur spreads there. The people, wherever he goes, Nur spreads there. And from when he speaks, Nur spreads. What he looks at, Barakat, Nur in those things. What everything of his is full of Nur now. And we can see that how people throng around such a person. Everyone wants to invite him to his house. Everyone wants to shake hands with him. Everyone wants to have some connection with him. What is it? If you look at from dunya wise, what has he got? He's got nothing. Why are people going like this made? Look at Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, all our great buzur, how Allah made it that the world just fell at their feet. Wherever they went, even Hazrat Shaykh came to South Africa, even we Muslims, in fact, many of the ulama also said that we had to inform the people who is Hazrat Shaykh. People don't know. Just they heard the name, and how many few people who are connected with Tabligh by Fazail-e Amal and Hazrat's connection with Tabligh work. Otherwise, who really knew? Few ulama, Hazrat's great, great position as far as knowledge is concerned. But that also, even the ulama, who even today, till today, if we have to think in the world, Hazrat's great work, Aujazul Masalik, who made mutala of it? Who even studied one page or two pages of it? Forget the whole kitab. All Hazrat, the most heard of, where Hazrat Allah took the greatest work, was from Fazail-e Amal. And even the ordinary people know. But more normally, we don't pay attention to the author. The subject matter that we take, and we benefit, and we use it, many of us, not to change our life, but use it for our bayans, to impress people. We say this story, say that story, but to bring it into our lives. So anyway, all these people of what they position, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani, rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, all great, great ulama. What great ulama? What was it that the people gave their lives for them? It was just that this nur. So this nur is there. We have to acquire it. It's freely available. Doesn't cost you 1 cent. Your sacrifice you have to make and get this nur, and then Allah Ta'ala, Allah increases the nur. Nurun ala nur. Allah makes the nur above nur. And when your maut comes with all that nur, Allahu Akbar. And may Allah bless us all with that. What to say of that? Allah give us all tawfiq that we work towards this and that we stay away from this greed of this dunya. It comes in different ways. And this jealousy which kills a person completely, Allah save us from all that harm. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.